Rutherford Issues. Nobody covers Rutherford County better than WGNS. WGNS. FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450. And WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back into the program. We've got a very special guest joining us here to talk about back-to-school bash, among other things. Caroline Peebles is joining us here. How are you?
Good morning. I am blessed. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. You're very perky.
Thank you.
Has anyone ever told you that?
Lots of people.
Have a good personality.
I lighten up the room.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. Tell me a little bit about you, because we were kind of talking a bit off the air about everything that you do, and that may fill up the rest of our time here. So,
Well, I'm Caroline Peebles, and I was born and raised right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, in Rutherford County. That's where I was raised here. I was born here. Attended public school here. Graduated from what used to be Holloway High School.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, it's an alternative school. Have a BBA degree from Middle Tennessee State University, so my blood runs blue.
All right.
With a degree in business. And actually started my career at General Electric. The building is still there. However, it's gone. And transitioned from there to Nissan. Worked at Nissan for 17 years. In corporate America. I was on the launch team that went to Japan with 12 other men at the time. One of the first women and African-American women to work on the production line in Japan.
Well,
so that was an experience.
So you were there at the very beginning at Nissan?
Yes, I was at Nissan at the very beginning with dirt on the floors.
Well,
I am employee 501.
My dad, actually, you probably remember the name Daniel Construction Company.
Absolutely.
My dad was a general superintendent for them, and the chrome or the chassis, or I forget.
Trim and chassis plant.
Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. the section that he was over of the construction. So
yes, I was there.
That was
hard hat and all.
Yeah, I still remember he's got that hat somewhere that says, you know, Daniel Construction
yes.
on it. And boy, that was late 70s, early 80s.
Yes. I actually had to, of course, decorate my hat with flowers.
Of course. Why not?
Yes. And I stayed at Nissan for 17 years. And I resigned, not retired necessarily, and went to work for Living Truth Christian Center Church as the executive director. And I did that for 10 years. And then in 2011, started my own business called About My Father's Business.
You are a lady about town. You've got your hands in a lot of things. You're also serving on the Rutherford County Election Commission, too.
I am. That appointment came in 2011 after I ran for town council in Smyrna.
Wow. So do you live in Smyrna now?
I live in Smyrna.
So you grew up in Murfreesboro mm-hmm. and just moved just a tad north.
Yes. I grew up in Murfreesboro, and I married my husband and moved to Smyrna. But I stayed in Rutherford County.
Well, that's we're all one big happy family, aren't
yes,
we?
Yes, absolutely.
Let's talk about the back-to-school bash that you and others are working on with Living Truth Christian Center, because it's around the corner.
It is. Actually, the back-to-school bash is Alert Community Development,
mm-hmm.
Which is a 501c3 organization. And it's the back-to-school bash itself is going to be held at Living Truth Christian Center Church parking lot. But Alert CDC is a 501c3 organization, and the particular 501c3 assists in the development of economic opportunities, educational resources, and other programs to aid people in need. So the Back to School Bash is only one of the entities of Alert. Studies show, and we did some research on it, that there is a direct correlation between student poverty levels and academic performance. And so we found out that students from low-income economic status had 63 to 85% higher academic failure rates. And when a school has at least 40% of the children eligible for free or reduced lunch, it's designated as a Title I school, and therefore it's eligible for government funding. And so we found out also that in Rutherford County, over 16,000 students received free or reduced lunch, and 40% of those elementary schools receive Title I funding. And so with that need ahead of us, we created the Back to School Bash 6 years ago. This is our sixth year.
Is that right?
It is. We started, the first one we had about 300 in attendance. Last year, in 2010 and 11, we averaged about 3,000 in attendance. And it's a community event for all children K through 12.
Just to get them excited about going back to school.
Get them excited about going back to school and doing our part to make sure that they have academic success.
You know, it seems hard to, I've got two kids in school, it seems hard to imagine not being able to get them with the backpack and the pencils and the paper and folders that they want and the teachers actually request so they can do their job. But there are so many families that need that extra help.
Oh, absolutely, they do. And if you have a family that has more than one child, and we do see those that come to participate are families that have multiple children. So if you take an average family that has 3 to 4 children, especially single mothers, you would be surprised how much a backpack with school supplies, a hygiene bag that provides products for the family, as well as giving all of the children a free haircut, how it helps them to have a good start.
Well, it takes a lot of planning, and my wife does a lot of this, but you're talking about haircuts, back to school shopping for clothes. You got to get that list of everything that's on, you know, and teachers have a wish list, and you know, we always try to do whatever we can to help the teachers with what's on their wish list, because they use it, and if they don't get these items, they purchase it themselves, you know.
They do, and we don't forget about the teachers either. We also give teacher backpacks.
Oh, cool.
Or actually, they're not backpacks, but we give teacher gifts to assist the teachers in the schools as well as the children starting out.
So this is going to, event's going to take place on August the 3rd. So that's
a week from Saturday.
A week from this Saturday, 4 until 8, and it's at the church. Now, where is the church?
It's located at 102 Ridley Street in Smyrna, Tennessee. It's actually one block over from Front Street.
Oh, okay.
Two blocks from Lowry Street, which is our main road.
Not to get confused with Sam Ridley either.
No. We're downtown Smyrna.
Downtown Smyrna.
Yes.
So let's say we're going down Lowry and the train depot. So where in that particular
one
area?
Block from the train depot.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, speaking of train depots, we're going to have a train there too.
Oh, neat.
So you need to come join us and take a ride with me.
You're going to actually ride on the train?
I'm going to ride on the train.
Why not? Sounds like a big time. Caroline Peebles is joining us here. We're talking about the Alert Community Development Back to School Bash. Alert Community Development. Tell me a little bit more about that, because it sounds like you all are doing some good work. And this is not the only thing going on, I'm
no,
sure.
No, it's not the only thing that Alert does. One of our other key things we do is we assist families with getting into their home, getting into their own homes. We have a Lazarus House program, it's what it's called, where we put families in homes for 18 to 24 months. We assist them with credit rebuilding, getting eligible to buy a home. And so Alert also, that's also one of our important entities of Alert as well.
Back to the back to school bash, how do you get all the supplies together for these backpacks?
Well, purchase. We actually buy all of the back to school supplies. Yes, but the only way we do that, we have corporate sponsors, and we have community donors. And to put the whole event on, it takes a complete community to do that. We have a lot of in-kind contributions, such as our haircuts are being provided by salons in our area. They're actually sending their people. We have 12 to 14 chairs that beauticians and barbers will actually be coming out to support and give free haircuts. In addition to that, we have health screenings for the adults and children.
Oh, really?
Oh, absolutely. We have health screening, glucose, blood pressure. We have dental screenings in a real dental chair.
And you're
it's
doing,
on the property.
And you're doing all, how do you get a dental chair out there and all these?
The dentist. He brings it and comes and does the dental screenings.
Well, that's pretty amazing.
And, you know, of course, they give away the toothbrush and toothpaste as well. So
we're talking about a complete event with the haircuts and all, but the kids are going to enjoy the inflatables and such.
That is one of their highlights, is the inflatables. The bungee jump, I think, is their favorite.
Oh, yeah.
We have water slides. So the moms are not too happy about that, but the kids have a lot of fun.
Well, just bring some dry clothes.
Yes, and we also feed them. They have food. We'll have hamburgers and hot dogs and french fries and popsicles, all you can eat.
Well, how about that? I'm excited. I wish I were still going back to school. This is, again, August the 3rd. It's a Saturday, 4 until 8 at Living Truth Christian Center on Ridley Street, which is just off Front Street.
Yes.
In Smyrna. The Alert Community Development Corporation Back to School Bash. You're giving backpacks. Is there a certain number that you have?
We have 1,000.
Okay.
Backpacks filled with school supplies. And mentioning school supplies, what we do is we get the list from the teachers. We don't just decide what to put in them. Mm-hmm. We make sure that they meet the needs of all the children in their particular age group. For example, we have a group that's K through 6. We know what their lists look like. And then we also look at the high school. Their backpacks are filled a little differently. We want to make sure we're meeting their needs.
So you have different backpacks
based on the age group,
grouped out by, mm-hmm. by age group,
and so, based on the list from the teachers.
And so this is really K through high school.
Yes, K through 12.
Mm-hmm. And so obviously you wouldn't necessarily have a pack of crayons in the high school's box, you know,
correct.
Backpack.
Yeah. Correct. They would have colored pencils.
Yeah. And so how do you become one of the 1,000 to get one of the backpacks?
You show up on the day of August 3rd at 4 o'clock. Our gates will open at 4 and you register. And the purpose of registering is to get your wristband mm-hmm. so that you can get your backpack. And that way we can kind of keep up with how many we're serving and registering, because backpacks will be given to the first 1,000 that show up. And over the years, we've had almost 2,500 to 3,000 families show up, not necessarily all children, but families.
Now, do you have people waiting in line when you get there?
We have people that start lining up about 3 o'clock.
Wow. So you really know that there's a need.
Absolutely.
Because they want to be one of the first 1,000.
They want to be one of the first 1,000 to get a backpack, get a haircut, and get on that bungee jump.
The kids, anyway.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you this, because, you know, a lot of people see that there's a need. People like to help. They want to help. But what drives you to help people in this community?
The thing that drives me to help people in the community is because I live in the community. I was born and raised in the community, and it's my service back to the community. Mm-hmm. I'm a person who believes that my gift, and that's who I am. You know, sometimes we do things because we belong to an organization, but service is about who you are, not what you do. And so it's part of my service to humanity. I believe in service above self, and I believe in giving to those who are less fortunate than me. Because we've always been, everyone has always had a season in life.
Sure.
It's not a state of being, it's a season. So it's up to us who are more in a better position to be able to serve and sow into the lives of other people. And so I get joy in doing that, and I get joy in serving, period. I'm in a lot of different things that I get an opportunity to serve, such as Smyrna Rotary.
Mm-hmm.
The Smyrna Rotary is having their fish fry coming up in September, September the 14th. And what the Smyrna Rotary does with their fish fry proceeds, 100% of everything that is taken in is filtered back through the community, through organizations and people that are in need. Also, they are big contributors of the Boys and Girls Club in Smyrna.
Yeah, one of the best days to go to Rotary is the day when the checks are being handed out.
Yes.
You see all these big smiles and people see all the hard work that they put in mm-hmm. for this fish fry, what it actually is going to do and help. And, you know, I hear from a lot of people who say, I really want to help, I just don't have the time. We can notch out enough time, enough ways to donate to make an impact if we all work together. And the reason I said that is because on the card that you gave me, you have what Helen Keller said, alone we can do so little, but together we can do so much. And I think if we all put our resources together mm-hmm. and our time and talents, we can do so much to help our community.
We can do a lot. You know, personally, I will say this too. One of my personal goals is that each year I set a goal of how many volunteer hours I want to give away, I want to give back. And so your goals may not be my goal. My goal is 100 hours a year. And that's to give back in community service. Now, that may sound like a lot, but if you're a person who hasn't really looked at a goal for community service, you might start with 20. But at least you start somewhere. Because if you don't start somewhere, you'll end up nowhere.
Start and keep a diary of when you work. And then I think you'll be surprised at what would constitute charity work or giving or volunteering. It could be
you can give your first 4 hours at the Back to School Bash.
There you go. So if anybody has any questions about the Back to School Bash, Caroline, how can they get information about it?
They can go to our website, which is www.alertcdc.org, and I encourage them to go. There are some awesome videos on the website that show some previous years' websites that will give you a visual, and I guarantee you, once you look at a couple of those videos, you probably will show up at the Back to School Bash.
There you go. And give me that website one more time.
It's alertcdc.org.
alertcdc.org. Caroline, it's been a pleasure. You have been a ray of sunshine on this Thursday for
Thank
us today.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Caroline Peebles joining us here on the program. Prior to that, from Nashville, State Representative Mike Sparks joining us by phone today. We have had an action-packed show. If you missed part of the show, we do have it podcast on our website at WGNSradio.com. Just scroll over to the right under podcast, look for Rutherford Issues, and you'll be able to listen back to the segments right there. Coming up next at 10:55, we have Braves baseball straight ahead here for you right here on WGNS. And this afternoon, we're going to talk sports beginning right after the Braves game at 2 with Monty Hill Jr. and All Sports Talk. George and the gang will be on the air from 3 until 6 tonight. Have a great day. See you back tomorrow morning bright and early for the early show at 5 a.m.